Well, he's an American contrarian. You know, he used writing in effect to satirize every range of American culture. So he would satirize conservatives, he would satirize liberals, and he was incredibly gifted as a writer. The immersion he had in American studies at Yale, that really prepared him to be what he wanted to be, which was a chronicler of the American experience from high to low, and in fact even rejected those sorts of concepts of high and low. It was all American culture to him and all grist to the mill. One of the things that's so remarkable about him is the range of work he did, from pop journalism to detailed repertorial work to long, you know, large-scale nonfiction studies, and then, of course, finally with Bonfire of the Vanities, entering into that world of the great American novel and doing all of it with extraordinary skill.
And tell me a little bit about his connection to Washington and Lee and how that kind of plays into the story. He was born in Richmond and then...
Yeah, a Richmond native and chose to come to Washington and Lee University in rural Virginia instead of going to the Ivy Leagues. And I think that was part of his interest in kind of where America comes from and an interest in the American landscape. And, of course, he also wanted to play baseball in college and was a baseball player as well. And founded one of our great American literary journals, Shenandoah, which is still thriving today. So in his 4 years here, I think the school had a big impact on him with its emphasis on American culture and ethical engagement and a system of honor. But he also had a great impact on the school as well.
And he's had kind of maintained some of that contact with the Writers' Weekend, Tom Wolfe Weekend, through the years?
That's right. Yeah, it was his classmates from the class of 51 who started that 15 years ago to honor Tom, but also, you know, what he stood for, you know, great inquisitive critical American literature. So every year in the spring we bring another great American writer to campus and we have lecturers talk about her or his work. And most years Tom and his wife Sheila would come, and it was really remarkable. He would introduce the writer, be present for all the discussions, and then on the second day when all was said and done, Tom Wolfe would rise from the audience and give his sort of summary remarks about this author's work and his view of what he had just heard. And you could really see the impact it had on these other writers, that somebody of Tom's stature would be giving a kind of interpretation of their work. And it is a marvelous moment when he would do that.